These are the G strumming exercises. This is page 16 in the book. Exercise one, we're going to be playing G, D, A, and then G again. And I'll go ahead and play that exercise a few times. I'm going to go ahead and turn on the metronome and set that to 72 beats per minute. So here we go. One, two, three, four. That's how it should sound. Now the strumming pattern is as follows. One, two, three, four. Down, 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 up, down. 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 So you should go ahead and write that down in the book. And let's go ahead and play that a few times now. One, two, three, four. Okay, so now exercise two. Now there's these transition chords at the end of each measure, and the idea here is that you're going to take your fingers off of some of the notes in the chord in order to get them to the next chord in time, kind of like what you did on the basic strumming patterns. So the chords in this exercise are G, C add 9, D, and then back to C add 9. The time signature for this exercise is 3/4 time, meaning that there's only 3 beats per measure. And that will also kind of change the feel of the strumming pattern. And before we start, just let me go over the strumming pattern real quick. It should be down, down, up, down, up on each chord. Again, down, down, up, down, up. Down, down, up, down, up. So once again, I'll start the metronome. And here we go. One, two, three, four. Down, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up. And repeating, G, C add 9, D, C add 9, and repeating. Right, exercise three, still in 3/4 time, going from A to D, and then to G, and then back to A suspended second. A suspended second is the A major chord without the third finger. So, starting off on A, and the strumming pattern is actually the same as the previous exercise. So just down, down, up, down, up. And again, doing some of these transition chords at the end of each measure to give you time to get from one chord to the other. So in the case of going from A to D, you're just going to take your fingers completely off of the chord in order to get to D. But then going from D to G, you'll put the fourth finger down and remove the first and second fingers to get back to G. And then going from G to A suspended second, you'll just take your fingers completely off of the chord. So, I'm going to go ahead and start the metronome. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exercise 4, going from E minor to D to C add 9 and then to G. The strumming pattern on this piece is a little more complicated. You're going to be strumming down, down, up, up, down, up. So you'll notice that in the standard notation there's those, there's that one chord with the arcs between them, or that is the, there's two strums that have the arcs between them right in the middle of the measure. So that first upstroke that you do is going to last for a full beat. The offbeat between 2 and 3 is tied to beat 3. So again, the strumming pattern is down, down, up, and then up, down, up. Those last three strums are up, down, up. And that's the same strumming pattern throughout the entire piece. So exercise 4. Again, going from E minor to D to C add 9 and then back to G. 1, 2, 3, 4. Down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up. Back to E minor. Exercise 5. This one's got faster chord changes in it. So first strumming on A, then going to D, then to G for just one strum, and then back to D. So the strumming pattern on this is going to be down, 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 and then the next measure, D, down, down, up, down. So one more time, starting off on A. Down, 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 D, down, down, up, down on G, down on D. 1, 2, 3, 4. Down, 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 up, down, 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 down. Exercise 6. Going from G to C add 9, and then to A7 suspended 4th, talk about that in a second, and then D, and then going back to G. So A7 suspended 4th, that's the first chord in the second measure of exercise 6, and you form that just by taking the C add 9 chord and removing the second finger. So C add 9, you have your second finger on the 3rd fret of the 5th string, and then to get to A7 suspended 4th, all you have to do is take that 2nd finger off. So, again, the chords are G, Cn9, A7 suspended fourth, formed just by removing the second finger from Cn9, and then to D. So, the strumming pattern is down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up. And let's go ahead and try that. One, two, three, four. Down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up. G, Cn9, A7 suspended fourth, D. Down, down, up, 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 down, down, up. That is it for the G strumming exercises. These are all sort of inspired by some of the songs that you can play using the G chord from the G chord song list, which I will not name due to copyright restrictions.